We are learning Maseches Brachos Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, and we're beginning four lines from the top with two dots. It said in our Mishnah that on Yerakos you make a Bayer Pri Adama. It says the only Yerakos they don't make a Bayer Pri Adama is Pas. You make Hamaitzi. So the Gemara Ketani in the Mishnah's Mashma Yerakos are Dumi the Pas. They're in the same status as Pas, the same thing. But Pas you make Hamaitzi, and Yerakos you make Adama. My Pas, they are just like Pas was already processed through the fire, through baking. Yerakos also, even though it was processed through fire, which means it was cooked, it still retains its bracha by pri adam. That's the Mishnah's mashma. You see from here, even cooked vegetables, you make a by pri adam. You see it's the machlokes in the Gemara. So he's saying, Rav Noi says, our Mishnah has mashmayis that the bracha on shlokes are by pri adam. Cooked vegetables are still by pri adam. Doros Rav Chista, Mishim Rabbeinu. Rav Chista brought down from Rabbeinu. Who's Rabbeinu? Mono Rav. Shlokos of Varchim Aleihem Bar Pri Adama. On one hand, he brought down from Rav that the lacha is that uncooked vegetables make a Bar Pri Adama. But Rav Hissein, who yard in Eretz Yisrael, our Rabbeim who lived in Eretz Yisrael, came from Eretz Yisrael, Mono Ula, Mishmed Rav Yechanan, Ula from Rav Yechanan, Omar, Shlokos of Varchim Aleihem Shakin Levar. It says that cooked vegetables make a Shakin Levar. So it sounds like a machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. But I oimer, Dr. Rav Chista, I hold it's not a machlokes. And I'll tell you, it's not a machlokes, it depends. Kol shchit losa bar pri adama, any vegetable starts with bar pri adama. I'm going to give you examples even before the Gemara. Let's say a cucumber. So then shalku, if you cook it, shakal nivivari. You cook it, it's shakal nivivari. But kol shchit losa shahakal, anything that starts with shahakal, like a squash, kol shchit losa shahakal nivivari, shalku, if you cook it, bar pri adama. So that's what he spoke at. One's talking about vegetables that start off by Adama, you cook it, becomes shakal. The other one's talking about somebody starts a shakal, you cook it, it's by Adama. And but the Gemara doesn't understand what type of vegetable. The Gemara asks, Bishlama kosh shakal mevari shalko by Adama. Bishlama vegetable starts of shakal, ends of by Adama. I understand mishkach slab karba, which is like cabbage. And those days, cabbage couldn't be eaten raw. Vesilka and beets, that's these days also can't eat beets raw. Vikara and squash, also is not really eaten raw. So that we understand, started off shakal, and they cook it, turns into bar pri adama. Al kol shchilas of bar pri adama, shalka shakal, hechem shkachasla. Someone starts with bar pri adama, and they cook it, turns into shakal, hechem shkachasla. Omar Nachum Rav Yitzchok, mishkachasla v'tumi v'karasi. It's possible by leeks and garlic, in those days they ate garlic raw, but if they cook it, it doesn't taste good. And karas doesn't taste good, so therefore that would be the case of that you make a shakal when you cook it. Tosis asks that you find that you take some garlic out of the soup, it tastes very good. Take an onion out of the soup, it tastes very good. Zok Tosis, no, that only tastes good because the tam of the basa gives a tam. But it doesn't taste good because of cooking alone. You cook plain garlic in a pot, it will not taste good. Or you cook plain onions in a pot, it will not taste good. So therefore, and just to speak of some halacha lemaisa here, halacha, we know we'll continue the Gemara, but halacha lemaisa, for example, onions, raw onions are shahakal, and cooked onions are shahakal. Fried onions, that would be adama, it tastes better. But cooked onions don't taste good. Rather, in a chicken soup, some people eat the onion. Why? Because it tastes good, but it only tastes good from the basar. That does not make it into adama. That would be shahakal. That's just the entice. So if someone takes an onion out of the soup on Sunday night, and he wants to make a bracha, it does not make adama. Make adama on the carrot and not on the onion. Because carrots are one of the things that taste good both ways. God according to Shulchan Aruch, he talks about carrots, says it's only Adama after you cook it. Those days they only ate cooked carrots, they didn't eat raw carrots. But these days we eat raw carrots, you could make Adama on carrots. Squash, still, pastas, raw squash will be a shahakal, because not enough people really eat raw squash. Only cooked squash will be Adama. Other examples of cooked and raw. I don't have some more examples, but you have to go through all the vegetables and figure out exactly. It has to be herring, onions from the herring is hadama. So tomorrow vayta, because that's kavash and that's eaten. It's very good shmak that way, so it is hadama. Darush Rav Nachman Mishim Rabbeinu. We're going to continue now with shlokas. Darush Rav Nachman Mishim Rabbeinu. Amanu Shmuel. What? Why didn't say? Because he was his rebbe. I guess he wanted to say. He wanted to give cover to his rebbe. We'll see. Soon we'll say chavareinu about someone. Doros Rav Nachman Mishim Rabbeinu, Mono Shmuel, before it was Rav, and now it's Rav Nachman's Rebbe Shmuel. Shlokos of Aruch Malei Bar Pri Adama. It's bara pri adama. V'chavareinu hayard meretz amon ula. Here he calls ula his chavareinu. Before Rav Chista called ula Rav Yisenu, but to Rav Nachman ula was a friend. V'chavareinu hayard meretz amon ula. M'shved Rav Yechon. Ama shlok es varchom lein shakel ni bevare. So here he's not gonna make shalom between them. Rav Nachman not gonna make shalom between the two man diyamrim. Vani oimer machloikus nuyah. It's really a machloikus. The tanya went in a brisa. He wants to learn its machlekes, and he's going to bring a machlekes. If something's mevushel, does it lose its shame bracha? He brings that in a brayso, talking about matzis. Tanya, yoytzim v'roka kasharu mevushel shloin emuach. The Rebbe Meir says yoytzim mitzvah matzah with a cooked matzah, either soaked matzah or cooked matzah. Rabbi Yisrael says yoytzim v'roka kasharu with a soaked matzah. You can yoytzim. You want to get it down, you can soak it. Have a loy mevushel. You can't cook it. Obviously in emuach, even though it didn't get dissolved. So he wanted a tanya. That the machloikis, if shlokos make a bayar pradama, is telling the machloikis if shlokos yirtz matzah. Why? The shayla is if shlokos destroy the bracha. So the Gemara v'lohi, the kuliyama shlokos v'achem bayar pradama. Maybe both these tanoim could hold that shlokos cooked vegetables make a bayar pradama. Aye, my matzah. Why? If it's cooked, does it lose its bracha? Adkan kamer Rav Yosi Hasan Moshul the inen tam matzah v'leka. You need tam matzah. You don't have that. Avachafel Rav Yosi Ma'ida here. Even Rav Yosi Ki Ma'ida that even shlokos the cooked vegetables will still be ha adama. Amram Chiyah v'Avram Yechonon. More about shlokos. Shlokos avarchem lein bayar pri adama. Rav Chiyah v'Avram Sev Shem Yechonon that shlokos you make a bayar pri adama. This is not like the Rav Yechonon that we had before. B'shem Ula twice that he said you make a shahakal. So now we have Rav Chiyah v'Avram Sev Yechonon you make a bayar pri adama. Rav Yom Ba'Yefes on Rav Yechonon shlokos avarchem lein shahakal nevari. So Rav Yom Ba'Yefes has similar to Ula said before that Rav Yechonon holds shahakal nevari. So really, it's because of Chiya Ba'Abba and Rav Yom Ba'Yefes, what's Rav Yechon's das? Omar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Kova Ula L'Shibsei, Rav Nachman Yitzchak made his mistake, Rav Yom Ba'Yefes. He said, like, Rav Yom Ba'Yefes really has a mistake. Toyeba Rav Zeyra, V'chma'in Rav Yom Ba'Yefes, Eitzar Rav Chiya Ba'Abba. How do you even, like, reckon with Rav Yom Ba'Yefes' version of story of Rav Yechon Shita compared to Rav Chiya Ba'Abba? Rav Chiya Ba'Abba is much bigger Talmud. Rav Chiya Ba'Abba Dayek v'goma shmeisei the Rav Yechon Rabbei. He was very medayek and learned very well, took very good notes from his Rebbe, Rav Yechonon. And if he said over, the Rav Yechon says that shlokos habayar pri adama, that's the correct way, that's the correct version. Rav Yom Yavis lo yadayek, that's number one. Va'oid, Rav Chiya Ba'Abba called Tlosin Yoimin every 30 days, mahada talmudei kamei de Rav Yechon Rabbei. Every 30 days, he has it his learning in front of Rav Yechonon. Taisa speaks out, doesn't mean it's all his learning. He means everything he learned in those 30 days, he chazed it in front of him. Not that he learned, he chazed it, you know, all his life's Torah in 30 days. Taisa speaks out, it just means that he chazed it over every 30 day learning in front of his Rebbe, you know, once a month. He took a Evan Abaychen test. Kol Taisa Yom Ahad L'Tamudah Kameidah Rav Yechon and Rabbi. Rav Yom Vayefes, Lo Yom Ahad, he didn't do that. So first of all, he's saying, Rabbi Yechiba was more medayik. Second of all, he chazed it over the learning every month. Third of all, Void Bar Midain Bar Midain, you know, except for either two, I have another taina. The Ahud Turmas, I have a story. The Ahud Turmas are the Shalke Leshev Zinim V'Kedair. They cooked this bean 7 times in a Kedair. V'achilev V'Knuach Suda. And they ate it for dessert. Also, Shalav V'Yechdon, and therefore they're making a bracha. So, because even though it's a Suda, they don't make a bracha usually. In those days, if we're in the Rashis and the Gemaras, they always washed for a Suda. So, brachas were much less Negeya. Here, he ate it for dessert. Also, a shalom Rav Yechonon, v'amalahu, mevarchem alei abayar pri adama. You make a bayar pri adama. So it's a ma'aseh rav that on shlokos you make a bayar pri adama. And a fourth thing, v'oi, don't rachi ba'aba, ani re'isi es Rav Yechonon, I saw Rav Yechonon, she'ochol zayis meliach, that he ate a salted olive, which the Gemara says in a few places, that meliach is kereseach, place it speaks out here, that, and Rashi, that meluach is like cooked. So here, a zayis that's soaked in brine and salt, it's like it's cooked. And so what bracha should he make? And it should be telling the shlokos. And he saw Rabbi Yechon himself, he didn't see exactly what bracha they're making it, but he saw him, shlokos ha'vich ha'birch lov t'chilev ha'sayv. He saw him made a bracha before and a bracha afterwards. So yam b'shloma shlokos b'masayu kami, if you say shlokos retains its bracha, so then it makes sense why he made two brachas. B'tchilem ha'varach ala b'ar priyates, beginning made by priyates, and afterwards he made an ala eitz because one of shiva saminim, so you have to make ala eitz. Eli amrish shloka is lav masayu kami. But if you say cooked vegetables or cooked fruit don't stay in its same bracha, so bishlam b'tchilem ha'varach lav shakel nevarach. So instead you make a bracha b'tchilem shakel nevarach. Why make an anach bracha? Ella lebsoif my mevarach. Because the Gemara, this Gemara is going like the Gemara at the end of the Perek has the Machlekes Amarayim. There's certain things they don't make any very refashas on. One man, the Yomar says, you only make a refashas on very refashas of things. The Gemara says, Ala beya va mine kufra matchil varach shakav va refashas rabbis. Ava yark aloi. Vegetables, you don't make a very refashas. Rizik says, even the yark, which is vegetables, ava may aloi. Rapapa says, even mayim. We pass like Rapapa, but the Gemara didn't have a having them, he's very refashas. Well, my answer is no. My dumb barif asher rabbis chesron kamar shavar. That was the bracha acharon he made. So Gemara wants to make a raya that shlokas must be a eitz because he made a bracha before and bracha after. And for the Gemara, no, it could be a shahakel. And the bracha after was barif asher rabbis. Moshe Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel says, and it says legabe Pesach, gabe morer on Pesach, yirakos shadom yotzev nechvasa Pesach. The yirakos that if someone's allowed to eat tomorrow, yotzev behem, you can use the vegetables himself, vakalach shlam and their stalks. Avaloi kvushim, but you can't soak it in salt to make it soft. Loi shlukim, not cooked, loi mishalim, and not cooked. What's the shlukim mishalim? Shlukim is much more cooked than mavushal. So you can't have any type of cook. Mara you have to eat raw. You can't cook mara. You can't salt mara. You can't put mara, pickle mara. You can't make it pickled. Pickled mara would taste much better, but you can't do that. So why can't you cook it? It's the same thing. Shlok is the same thing. So mara, you're right. Shlok is all the same bracha, but mara is a different reason. Shani hasa, you need time mara. You need time mara v'leka. You need time mara v'leka. So what's mara saying? That Pasuk Shah and Zayis Meliach is that if you hold shlokos, don't lose his bracha, so you make a better praise and a main shalosh. Great thing, Marakasha. Rabbi Yechon, Hechon, Varacha, Zayis Meliach. How do you eat one Zayis? How do you make a Allah Eitz? You need a shear. You need a shear. You need a shear kazayis. And keeping the Shakilna Garina, since you're taking the pit out, it's less than a shear. Less than a shear. So how could you make a bracha achroina? Amalei. Misavis kazayis gadol binon, kazayis beinni binon. You only need a kazayis beinni. And this, who dies a commander of Yechon, zayis gadol was a very big zayis. So even after you remove the pit, it still was a zayis beinni. The Avaga the Shaklua Gurnisa, Poshle Shiure, he still had the shear. The Tatnan, zayis omer, zayis, where he said you have to eat a shear zayis, like katam like gadol. Not a very big one, not a very small one, a beinni, in between size. And what's that called? Vizehu aguri. It's called the aguri zayis. V'ravavola aguri shmei la aborti shmei. V'amrilei samrusi shmei. V'lov nikr shmei aguri. Why is it called aguri? Aguri means that the shemen is ogur b'saycha. Shamni ogur b'saycha. The shemen is inside it. It's caught inside it, and that's why it's called aguri. So therefore, he ate a shear because he ate a very big zayis. Missing the pit was enough of a zayis. The Yishalmi has different tarets to this kasha. The Yishalmi says it's not a kasha. You know why? Because zayis is a beria. And if it's a beria, even less than a shear, you make a bracha. The Mara's kasha was that's less than a shear because it's not so big. Took out the pit. And for the Yishalmi, no, because he ate a beria. And different Yishalmis, yeah, that's the Yishalmi holds. And the Yishalmi holds different. You eat one remain, one. And one example of the Yishalmi is he one remain, one pomegranate seed. You have to make a bracha achroina. So Shaila is those the Bavli argue on it. So some say the Bavli argues, don't say they're in beria. But others say, like you're saying, the Bavli agrees to it. Bavli says, no, it's not a beria. You took the pit out. It's not a beria. So that's the Shaila. Therefore, it's a local Lamaisa, Shaila, if the Bavli argues in Shalmi, and therefore a local Lamaisa, the Mechaba passes, and you have to be choishish for the Shita of the Yishalmi. And therefore, if you eat one grape, or you eat one pomegranate seed, you're stuck. You can't make a burn of fashuk, because maybe chayiv ala eitz. And you can't make ala eitz, maybe you need a shear. Therefore, you have to eat more. You have to eat more ala eitz. So you shouldn't get yourself into the shaila. And it's not only a shaila by there, it's shaila bar nefashas also. Also, if you eat a bar, it's shaila bar nefashas. Yes, lachka, a lot of different things. What is what's called, let's say sunflower seeds, that's called a barrier. That's a shaila, and it could be it's a shaila bar nefashas. You have to eat a little more than that. And therefore, you might have fashas, shaila barrier also. Another thing I want to speak out, that this whole din of shear is only for bracha achroina. But bracha rishoina, you for sure make even less than a shear, you make a bracha rishayna. What's the pshat? So Taisa speaks out because it says osala henais b'loy bracha, and even a small shear is isala henais. So therefore, you have to make a bracha even less than a shear. Grada, an interesting one passage, this Rayana says, anytime you eat less than a shear, you make a shahakal. You only get the bracha ra'uya only if you eat a shear. Only make an eight if you eat a shear. If you're less than a shear, you make a shahakal, because it's also only as osala henais b'loy bracha. That's a Rayana shear that brought down in the base Yosef. From the mice, we don't pass like that. And even when we eat less than a shear, you make a bracha of Bar Pi Eitz.